You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thank you for joining me. As this is a special broadcast for All Souls Day, I thought we would honor and reflect on our loved ones who have passed on this year, and with the pandemic, maybe they were affected by the pandemic. We can pray that they have met the face of God. Brothers and sisters, let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For our dear departed, the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, but they are at peace. Let us pray for our dear departed. Lord Jesus Christ, King of glory, deliver the souls of the faithful departed from all the pains of death and hell. May Michael the Archangel lead them into the holy light that you promised to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants in the faith. May they come to a place of refreshment, light, and peace with Mary, the Mother of God, and the whole company of heaven, and be one with you and your beloved Father in the unity of the Holy and life-giving Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Merciful Father, hear our prayers and console us as we renew our faith in your Son, whom you raised from the dead. Strengthen our hope that all departed brothers and sisters will share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, It makes you think of your own mortality, when we might even think about like what happens to us when we die. We believe that firstly, we will be judged. Saint Faustina, who was asked by Jesus to propagate devotion to his divine mercy, wrote in her diary that she was shown her judgment in advance. And she says, "Once I was summoned to the judgment of God. I stood alone before the Lord Jesus, and he appeared just such as we know him during his passion. After a moment, his wounds disappeared, except for five, those in his hands, his feet, and his side. Suddenly, I saw the complete condition of my soul as God sees it. I could clearly see that all that is displeasing to God, I did not know that even the smallest transgressions will have to be accounted for. What a moment! Who can describe it? To stand before the thrice holy God." And that is on page 36 in her diary. After his judgment, three choices await us, brothers and sisters: hell, purgatory, or heaven. Hell for those who have rejected God, heaven for those who die as saints, and purgatory for everybody else. We would all like to go immediately to heaven when we die. But are we living in such a way that we will die as saints? Would it be more realistic to expect some to spend time in purgatory being purified? Only perfect love can see God face to face. So in purgatory, brothers and sisters, we are purified that we may see God face to face. Today we pray for the souls who are still in purgatory, undergoing purification and growing in love before they are ready to see God face to face in heaven. It is out of our belief in purgatory that today's commemoration of the holy souls springs. If we didn't believe in purgatory, today's commemoration of the holy souls and our prayers for them would not make sense. Some people have asked sometimes if the church still believes in purgatory. We believe that God is all merciful and that Jesus' passion, his death and resurrection saved us. But that does not excuse us from being purified. Jesus has saved us, but we still need to make amends for sin committed, and we need to be purified. This expiation for sin must be made either in this life or the next. And during life, we receive many opportunities to expiate sin through our sufferings, but after death, any unexpiated sin needs to be purified. This is what purgatory is: purification for sin, being healed of the negative effects of sin, which do not leave us totally open to grace. Pope Benedict, when Cardinal Ratzinger expressed it as this, it is the inwardly necessary process of transformation in which a person becomes capable of Christ, capable of God, and thus capable of unity with the whole communion of saints. Simply to look at people with any degree of realism at all is to grasp the necessity of such a process, this process of going through purification in purgatory. Man is the recipient of divine mercy, but that does not exonerate him from the need to be transformed. Encounter with the Lord is this transformation. It is the fire that burns away and reforms us to be vessels of eternal joy. So, brothers and sisters, before I continue, I wanted to talk to you about actually purgatory. You know, I'm just... First of all, it is not a massive doctrine. It's actually biblical. It is the final purification. And we can help those of us who are on earth. We can help those who are in purgatory right now. Jesus took away our eternal consequences. He made it possible for us to be rescued from damnation. But salvation, Jesus frees us from the temporal consequences. That means that what we've done here on earth. Purgatory is a process of God extending his grace. This purification is to get rid of any attachments that we have had on this earth. Our prayers help those loved ones who are in purgatory. Even if you're praying, it could be the Rosary, the Apostles' Creed, you could be coming to church or maybe watching it virtually, but praying, that is how you're going to help your loved one who is in purgatory to be transformed as quickly as possible to meet the face, to see God. Our prayers do help. They help us into the next world as well, for all of us, for heaven. This is not being anti-Christian. C.S. Lewis, a writer, believes in purgatory. He says, "I want to be clean and free before I meet the Lord." This shows us how we view salvation. Purgatory is God's gift for final purification. It's by his grace, not by my works. My cooperation, it is a gift of God's mercy. So that, my friends, is what purgatory is all about. Now, during this great solemnity, the Queen of Heaven descended into the midst of the purgatorial flames and delivered me. This is referring to St. Peter Damian's account of Our Lady releasing souls on the Feast of Her Assumption on August the 15th. St. Peter Damian wrote of a certain lady having received an apparition from her deceased godmother, and this is what she said. And during this solemnity, the Queen of Heaven descended into the midst of the purgatorial flames and delivered me, together with a large number of other souls, that we might enter heaven on the Feast of Her Assumption. She exercises this great act of clemency each year, and on this occasion alone, the number of those she delivered equals the population of Rome. In proof of the truth of my words, know that you yourself will die a year hence on the Feast of the Assumption. If you outlive that period, believe that this was an illusion. Souls in purgatory cannot offer physical sufferings in expiation for sins as we do, and rely on us, and they rely on us to help them in their purification by our prayers. This is why we celebrate Mass for the Holy Souls Day. They need our prayers for their purification. When our loved ones die, let us not abandon them, but help them by prayers and sacrifices. We can help the souls in purgatory by many ways. Having Mass offered for your loved one, that's the greatest help we can give them, because Mass, being the sacrifice of Jesus offered to the Father, is the greatest prayer. We can offer our fasting, almsgiving, pilgrimages, you know, so, you know, even if you say, you know, oh, fasting, you know, yes, you could go on a diet, but go, you know, maybe skip a meal or eat very little on one meal or whatever. You decide how your body can function and can thrive. You know, you don't want to be weak and, you know, become exhausted and irritable because of this. Always go with the right mind, brothers and sisters. You know, when you're doing something, you don't have to tell everybody, well, I'm fasting for my father who passed away. No, you know, that's between you and the Lord. You don't have to broadcast that information, but do it quietly and honorably and sincerely. We can gain indulgences for the souls in purgatory this week. We can gain a plenary indulgence, which is a full remission of all temporal punishment due for sins whose guilt has already been forgiven. Temporal punishment is the remains of sin which do not leave us totally open to grace. For souls in purgatory today, commemoration of all souls by being forgiven is the remains of sin. I hope I've said that right. Visiting a church is very important, praying the creed, an Our Father, praying for the Pope's intentions, receiving Holy Communion within a week before or afterwards, receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation within a week before or afterwards, being in a state of grace, not having any attachment or desire for sin of any kind. We ourselves can gain a plenary indulgence. We can visit a cemetery and pray for the faithfully departed. Pray for the Pope's intentions, again, the Creed, and one Our Father. Being in a state of grace, not having any attachment or desire for sin of any kind, and receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation, again, within a week or afterwards. The commemoration of all faithful departed, brothers and sisters, is a day in the church when we remember those of our brothers and sisters who have departed in this life and are with God. And as such, it is also a day when we're confronted with our own mortality and also with the great hope which Christ is bringing us along with those who have died. Think for a moment of those loved ones whose lives and whose faith in Christ have touched our own lives. You might think of your godparents or grandparents that you've known. And we can also think of St. Mary and St. Martha. right? Names that are on buildings and plaques. Today we offer our prayers to those brothers and sisters now departed. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. May they rest in peace and rise in glory with Christ. Amen. Recalling the death of our loved ones, reminding ourselves we are confronted with probably a really startling reality, that we too shall die, that our life has bounds, marked all by birth and thus also by death. There was a time when we were not, and there will come a time when we are not again. And it is part of our vocation as Christians, I believe, to proclaim the reality of death itself. Remember that you must die. So for to proclaim death as a central part of our existence, we have to be reminded that we are creatures. And if we are creatures, then to proclaim this in proclaiming the reality of death is to proclaim God. And apart from death, there is no gospel. So we are called to serve God in our own generation, as our loved ones did in theirs, and to watch their lives bear witness, even if they do so imperfectly. To fear God is to know who God is, and to know who we are as his creatures. And such fear is articulated in a life that is marked not by moral perfection, but by reverence, a pilgrimage towards God. And with all that's gone on this year with the pandemic and so many lost loved ones, they're in purgatory, or maybe they've already met and faced our Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's pray for them today. Today is this All Souls Day. The scriptures attest to another reality that we should know something about, and that just here in death, God himself has crossed the limits of our own lives, our creaturely lives, from his own side, from eternity, and having moved toward us into the nothingness of death, resurrection, ascension, and coming again of Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is the will of him who sent me, it says, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day, John 6. Lose nothing, not even to the nothingness of death, because into this very nothingness, Jesus himself entered as he lay in the tomb. Through this nothingness, he went into the victory of the resurrection. And it is just here to the awesome reality of a resurrected life that Christ will bring with him and in himself all the faithful departed, and we, those faithful pilgrims, with them. This indeed is the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. I'm just checking my time, brother. So let us rejoice as we face various trials in our life. Let us pray for those of our loved ones who have departed this life in faith, and for ourselves as well, that the good work which God did begin in them and has begun in us, in you and I, may be perfected until the day of Jesus Christ. A little prayer. O God, whose days are without end and whose mercies cannot be numbered, make us, we beseech thee, deeply sensible of the shortness and uncertainty of human life, and let thy Holy Spirit lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days, that when we shall have served thee in our generation, we may be gathered unto our fathers, having the testimony of a good conscience in the communion of the Catholic Church, in the confidence of a certain faith, in the comfort of a reasonable religious and holy hope, in favor with thee, our God, and in perfect charity with all men. Grant this, we beseech thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, as we are going to spend our day in reflection. And some of us have just lost loved ones, as I said, during this pandemic year. It has been an incredible, exasperating journey, I must say. But I know that I've prayed more than I ever have. I've had more time to reflect, and that has been a blessing, and I'm grateful for the pandemic for that. But brothers and sisters, All Souls Day is not a holy day of obligation, but it is recognized in the Catholic Church on November 2nd, All Souls Day, dedicated to those who have departed from this world. And so despite not being a holy day of obligation, it is celebrated by the faithful by attending Mass or a cemetery, a shrine dedicated to their loved ones and ancestors who have passed away. On All Souls Day, we pray for our loved ones to enter heaven. We also recognize that someday, we will join our ancestors and family and loved ones that come after us. We'll pray for each of us to enter heaven and to be raised from the dead in fulfillment of the promises of Christ. So, brothers and sisters, I know it's been trying for you, and it hasn't been easy. I pray for those who survived the pandemic. Father in heaven, your Son Jesus Christ wept at the grave of Lazarus. Show your compassion to those who mourn, supply their needs, and help them to trust forever in your fatherly care. Amen. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. And let us constantly remember that before God, the souls of our friends, our relatives, and benefactors who have left this life in the faith of Christ our Lord. And so you will say, Lord, have mercy. And I'll say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, help of Christians, pray for them. Holy Mary, health of the sick, pray for them. Holy Mary, hope of the dying, pray for them. Holy Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for them. Saint Joseph, hope of the sick, pray for them. Saint Joseph, patron of the dying, pray for them. Saint Joseph, protector of the universal church, pray for them. Saint Michael the Archangel, conductor of souls, pray for them. Saint Abraham and Sarah, ancestors in the faith, pray for them. Saint John the Baptist, forerunner of Christ, pray for them. Saint Peter and Saint Paul, apostles and martyrs, pray for them. All you holy saints of God, pray for them. Son of God and Savior of the world, good Lord, deliver them. From all sin and suffering, good Lord, deliver them. From the rigor of your justice, good Lord, deliver them. From the grasp of the devil, good Lord, deliver them. From long and enduring pain, good Lord, deliver them. From the loss of your holy presence, good Lord, deliver them. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, good Lord, deliver them. By your sacred birth in Bethlehem, good Lord, deliver them. By your holy name, Jesus, Savior, good Lord, deliver them. By your manifestation to the Gentiles, good Lord, deliver them. By your baptism, fasting, and trials in the wilderness, good Lord, deliver them. By your preaching of the good news, good Lord, deliver them. By your transfiguration on Mount Tabor, good Lord, deliver them. By your miracles of healing, good Lord, deliver them. By your raising of the dead, good Lord, deliver them. By your precious gift of the Holy Eucharist, good Lord, deliver them. By your agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, good Lord, deliver them. By your holy cross and bitter passion, good Lord, deliver them. by your precious death and burial. Good Lord, deliver them by your glorious resurrection and wonderful ascension. Good Lord, deliver them by your gift of the Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide. Good Lord, deliver them at the hour of death and on the day of judgment. Good Lord, deliver them. Now pause a moment, everyone, of naming for the names of all your friends, family, and benefactors. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine on them. Let us pray. O God, our Creator and Redeemer, have pity on our dear departed, and grant them refreshment, light, and peace in the bliss of your holy presence. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today to commemorate All Souls Day. I pray that your loved ones are at peace and that you do something for them. Remember, your prayers do not go unheard. Our Lord listens to all of us. He listens to every word that comes out of our mouth. He knows what's in our heart and in our mind. God bless each of my listeners today. May your blessed, dearly departed see the face of God. May their souls be at peace. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and you have been listening to The Father's Quilt. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me today. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had